Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It's your host, Joe G, here with episode 14, recapping this week's headlines. Headline number one reports CNN Business: housing market is still one of the brightest spots of the U.S. economy. The housing market could continue to prop up the U.S. economy in 2020, even if concerns about Iran, trade talks with China dampen confidence for American businesses. A healthy job market and low mortgage rates have made homes more affordable for many consumers, although values have crept steadily throughout 2019. Housing is more important for consumer psychology, since homes make up the bulk of most people's wealth, not stocks, said Scott Clements, chief investment strategist with Browns Brothers. Headline number two reports Housing Wire: here are five renovation mistakes to avoid for resale. If you're looking for a good ROI, you may want to steer clear of these. One of the biggest was the average home seller DIY painting ambitions. The report cites data from Open Door asserting that a low-quality paint job can result in the seller losing out as much as $1,700. This may be bad news for the 47% of homeowners who stated that at the beginning of last year, they were more likely to take on a project than hire to get it done. Headline number three reports KTLA: SoFi Stadium in Inglewood is 85% complete, on schedule for Rams and Chargers. In just 6 months, Taylor Swift is scheduled to step on stage into a stadium that's currently dusted cement bowl filled with busy construction workers moving around a 120-yard long, 45-foot thick black oval center. There's over 3,500 workers working feverishly around the clock to get this done. This stadium is going to be something special, as it has cost over $5 billion. After Swift makes her debut, it is set to host a couple of other artists such as Kenny Chesney, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, to name a few. And that's just the beginning. Super Bowl in 2022 is going to be here in LA, as well as the Summer Olympics. Very excited about this. Going to be nothing like it. And finally, reports for headline number four, reporting Santa Monica Daily Press: officials approve extended hours, beer garden, and food counter at Santa Monica Brew Works. Very excited about this, as the tasting room has become a popular destination for people who live and work nearby Angelinos, venturing west on the weekends and travel from all over the world. To accommodate the demand, the brewery is adding 75 seats for a weekend beer garden starting in March. It will open up a new tasting room with 63 seats. Starting this Friday, the extended hours will go into play. The company also plans to bring in an existing restaurant that will serve burgers and pizza, as well as vegan, gluten-free, and healthy options. How awesome is that? Thank you all for tuning in the podcast. Really means the world. Love to hear your feedback. Please subscribe and have a great weekend. Thanks so much.